This is Piedmont Arts. I'm David Borax. Lovers of Shakespeare are always looking for a chance to see the plays of their beloved Elizabethan playwright. For several decades, we had the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival here, until it stopped producing shows in 2014. Now, a new organization is taking up the banner. The Piedmont Shakespeare Company plans a Summer of the Bard beginning in June with a production of Hamlet. This week on Piedmont Arts, the folks behind the new company join us to provide a little background and to preview their production of the classic tragedy.
Hamlet has been in continuous production since its composition in 1600, not because it's the smartest play ever written or the most complicated play ever written, although it is those things. It's been in continuous production since 1600 because it's incredibly entertaining and wildly stage-worthy.
Also coming up, Phil Vavra has his weekly fanfare update with some theater, dance, and other arts ideas for the Memorial Day weekend. That's ahead on the Piedmont Arts Podcast from WDAV. Piedmont Shakespeare Company is new on North Carolina's theater scene. Its first production, Hamlet, will have 9 performances at indoor and outdoor stages from Lexington and Winston-Salem to Greensboro and Burlington. They're happening June 13th to the 28th, and they're all free. Joining me on Piedmont Arts this week are the group's founders, David McGraw, Carl Forsman, and Kim Shively, all accomplished theater professionals. David McGraw is an associate professor at Elon University, where he leads the Arts Administration Program. He's a longtime arts administrator who has overseen more than 400 productions around the country. He's also served on the National Board of the Stage Managers Association. Carl Forsman is directing Hamlet. He's a longtime theater director and professor at the University of North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem. He's also the founding artistic director of the award-winning Keen Company in New York. Kim Shively has acted and directed for the stage, film, and TV. She's also an associate professor at Elon University, where she teaches acting and directs. She's also on the faculty of Theatrical Intimacy Education, which trains people in best practices for staging intimacy. In Piedmont Shakespeare's Hamlet, she'll play Gertrude, Hamlet's mother and queen of Denmark. Welcome to Piedmont Arts.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
The first thing that I'm curious about is, where did Piedmont Shakespeare Company come from? We've had statewide Shakespeare in the past. It's been a while now. Really curious about how it came to be.
Piedmont Shakes started when I arrived in North Carolina in 2018, aware that there had been a Shakespeare presence in the region, but also that that Shakespeare presence had unfortunately shuttered. And so I started talking immediately in my interview about how part of my dream was to go to a region that did not have professional Shakespeare and make that a reality. The next year, serendipitously enough, David McGraw joined me at Elon, and one of our colleagues, who will be our chair in our department, Kirby Wall, said, "Kim, you've got to meet the new arts admin guy. He is passionate about running theater too." So David and I met and quickly decided that we wanted to make something together. We started that endeavor with a plan to produce, ironically enough, a production of Hamlet in the summer of 2020. And the world shut down. We had some interruptions in our own lives. And it was about a year and a half ago that we looked at each other after a meeting and said, "Don't you feel like it's time to start this up again?" And then, fortunately enough, I was working over at UNCSA with Carl on a production of The Rover as his intimacy choreographer. And as we were working together, he looked over at me and said, "I just want to make some really good theater with my friends." And I said, "That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do that. Why don't you have breakfast with David McGraw and I?"
David, you want to pick up the story?
Sure. So it was an amazing breakfast meeting, I have to say. Kim and I actually had started relatively small and thinking, okay, maybe this is something might be possible. And Carl brought to the table all these like, well, why not this? And there was no reason why not. So for us to grow from that first meeting and thinking about not just, say, one location, which was what we had originally thought, but to make it a tour, to make it something that is free to everyone. All of us had come from these traditions of free outdoor Shakespeare. And so why can't the Piedmont region have that? And so to kind of dream that big dream and then to find a way to make it a reality.
Well, Carl, how about your side of the story here?
The breakfast pretty much started with them asking me if I wanted to do this. And I said, yeah, if my wife says I can, I'm 100% in. And she gave me the go-ahead, thank God. At that breakfast, they were like, well, what play would you want to do? And I said, well, off the top of my head, don't reject it out of hand, but I think we should do Hamlet. And they sort of chuckled and
you
looked
were
at
on
each
the
other
same
and said,
page.
We were already thinking Hamlet. Exactly. And it's Hamlet because it's the perfect statement of intent. Hamlet has been in continuous production since its composition in 1600, not because it's the smartest play ever written or the most complicated play ever written, although it is those things. It's been in continuous production since 1600 because it's incredibly entertaining and wildly stageworthy. It is one of the great stories of the Western canon. And so if you're going to say we're going to do Shakespeare with professional actors for free, to me, there's nothing quite like saying, have you never seen Hamlet? Lots of people haven't. And if you haven't, don't you feel like that's something you should probably get around to at some point? This is going to be a lot of people's chance to see a really good production of Hamlet, and I hope they join us.
You all have mentioned coming from other places where you had access to some kind of free professional Shakespeare, or maybe not free. What are some of the examples that you're talking about, Kim?
Well, I started my professional career at Shakespeare Orange County in Southern California. I went to Chapman as an undergrad. I was an apprentice in that company. And then later, when I came back to Los Angeles as a working professional, I started to really miss the theater. And Tom Braddock, the founder of that theater, I took a job at Laguna Playhouse, and he came to see it and he said, so you're back doing theater. And we laughed and he said, you want to play Portia? So I went back and played Portia in Merchant of Venice and spent some really beautiful summers with Tom and with the people that had really established my career. And that experience, that feeling, along with studying abroad and being in London and being at the Globe Theater with the 12 and 13 year olds in their, you know, dirty romper, their dirty jumpers, like with their elbows on the stage, watching the action, and walking into the National Theater in London and seeing that little relief bust of the Queen that said the National Theater is for everyone. The combination of those feelings is something that I have been chasing after my whole life. And now I feel like I'm finally really close to living it as an adult with David and Carl.
David McGraw.
Yes. Yeah, so my origin story, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and my very first memory of any theater was Shakespeare. And it was Shakespeare at the Zoo. My parents took me to the zoo because it was free. And they didn't know if I'd like it. They didn't know how I'd behave. I think I was 5 or 6 years old at the time. And so it was a way to kind of do it without risk and without disturbing anyone else. So the whole family went. We brought a picnic dinner. It was two gentlemen of Verona. I don't recall much. I recall that they rode in on Vespa scooters. I remember a little bit of stage combat here and there just for fun. But really, it was that whole experience of just being in this large group of adults who are all leaning in to see the show and just taking it in, and that chance for the family to do it. You know, I feel like we have these beautiful venues, but they're cathedrals of culture and they can be intimidating. And you might not want to disturb other people by bringing a family. And I want us to have this where, you know, bring that picnic dinner and just bring everyone to enjoy a night under the stars.
Carl Forsman.
Well, for the whole first half of my professional career, I was a New Yorker running a little theater off Broadway. And like so many New Yorkers, I spent many nights under the stars at Central Park, at the Delacorte, enjoying the New York Public Shakespeare Festival's offerings and just having really profound experiences with 1,000 New Yorkers, seeing some of the best actors in the country taking big, big swings at Shakespeare plays. The first play I saw in the park was All's Well That Ends Well, a difficult and tricky play. And I have such deep, specific memories of it, of seeing that show for the first time and instantly grasping the magic of what free public Shakespeare was.
You guys are all talking about these great experiences you've had with Shakespeare. And I wonder, why is Shakespeare still relevant? Why does it still draw audiences?
This is a question I get asked a lot. Tons of people wonder, why is it Shakespeare? What is the magic of it? You know, since Breakfast a summer ago, I've spent a year thinking about Hamlet and wondering about it and asking questions about it and drawing on book after book after book, asking questions about this great play. And it is trite to say that he's the greatest poet that ever lived. It's such a small thing to ascribe to something as big as Shakespeare's accomplishment. But Harold Bloom, the critic, said that Shakespeare invented humanity, by which he meant that Shakespeare actually taught us, not the other way around, what it meant to live a considered life as a human being. There's a theory that essentially the questions that drive the center of Shakespeare's work that are emergent in the universe of his time, which is the beginning of doubt, the beginning of a sense that the world is not, in fact, dictated from God on high, but is the result of human interference and action. And suddenly, if we are responsible for ourselves, if humanity is responsible for the future of our kind, of our world, of our fellows, and of ourselves, then Shakespeare is the person asking the biggest questions up front about what the implication of that is, what it means to be a person in the world. I mean, Hamlet, on its face, is a play about succession, something that we couldn't possibly be less interested in. But as a play about responsibility, as a play about obligation, as a play about what we owe ourselves and the people we love, as a play about loneliness, it's almost unparalleled in its accomplishment.
I am so excited to see that North Carolina is getting a new Shakespeare company and bringing this back to the public in this way. You can't just start this up on a dime. Kim, can you talk a little bit about what goes into putting this on and raising the funds and that sort of thing?
Well, let us all talk about it, but I think it's really important to consider that nothing is free. While we want to bring something free to our community and we want to create access because we know and we have the data that a vibrant art scene has an incredibly positive impact on the communities that it serves and supports, we have been raising money. We have been so fortunate to receive a really generous endowment from the Kenan Institute for the Arts that is helping us get started. And that those particular funds are going towards supporting the students and alumni of UNCSA who are going to be part of the production. We've also received some other grants, but we are a new theater. And so we're not eligible for a lot of the grant funding that is out there. So we're really fortunate that we have some people who have believed in us and offered us gifts and startup funds, and we're still fundraising. We have raised over $122,000 of our budget, which is phenomenal. And we're a very lean budget for employing the number of people that we do. Everyone is getting paid. But in order to have a professional theater, it does cost money. The good thing about us is that all of our money is going into the resources, that the personnel, the actors, the stage management. So we're able to really put the value added into everything that we do.
Are you three
volunteers? We're still looking for those partners. Are we volunteers? No, we have to, by law, because we're members of the union, we have to be paid. But I can speak for my colleagues that all of that money goes right back into it, because we believe in it. We don't collect a salary from the organization, the 501c3 of Piedmont Shakespeare Company during the year. That is volunteer time. That's part of our service as being the board. But we're really passionate about this. And we also feel like we want to put our money where our mouth is. If we're going to do something really transformational for the community, then we've got to have the ability to say we believe in this and we believe that we can create something sustainable. But it does take a lot of investment getting started. Carl, David, anything else to say about that?
I'll just add that a lot of it is about finding partners and making friends in the community. We met up with the Greensboro JCs, and they are sponsoring us on June 24th to have a nice reception before the show as a way for young adults in the area to network, to interconnect, to socialize, and then experience this work. The Semela Foundation is supporting us to provide ASL interpreters for the deaf community in the Piedmont region, and that's going to be on June 25th. So each of these kind of partners that we've been finding recognize what it is that we'll be providing and then wanting to join in the conversation and how we can really connect with the community.
This is not happening at a single venue. You guys have alluded to this already. It's touring around the area, which is another way to make it accessible to a wider audience. Carl, do you want to talk a little bit about where this show is going to be happening?
We are performing 9 performances at 6 venues in 5 counties. The tour includes outdoor performances, indoor performances, stretching all over the Piedmont region. David, do the specifics of the shows and dates and venues.
Absolutely. I feel like we should have one of those t-shirts for a band on tour. So we're going to be opening at Snow Camp Outdoor Theater, which is in Alamance County, a great historic space. They've just reopened their performance spaces. That's going to be in June 13 and 14. And then the following week, we'll be moving down to Lexington. For Davidson County, we'll be at Arts Theater 202, right downtown. Then we'll be heading up to Stokes County on June 20th to the King Central Park Amphitheater. Then we'll move over to Guilford County. So June 21st, that Saturday night, we'll be at the Oak Ridge Town Park Amphitheater, this great open space. And then we'll be moving indoors on June 24th and 25th. That's when we'll be at the Van Dyke Performance Space in the Greensboro Cultural Center. So that 24th is with the JCs, the 25th is the ASL Interpreted Performance. And then we get to close it out at a truly historic and magnificent site. We're going to be at the Maydell, which is on the campus of Salem Academy and College. And that's going to be on both June 27 and June 28. All those performances begin at 7:30 p.m.
And all of them free. When we had this first conversation, I immediately said we should perform at the Maydell. And David and Kim had not been there before. And we went over to Salem College and got a tour from them of the Maydell space. And I'm not saying that Kim sobbed, but there's moisture there. It is a truly beautiful facility. And no person in our profession could walk into that space and not dream of doing a Shakespeare play on a summer night.
I don't want to jump the gun here, but is there a possibility in the future that this could extend farther afield?
100%.
Anything's possible.
I mean, we named ourselves Piedmont, so we want to serve a broad region.
But we also are really passionate about being North Carolina raised and having a connection. I think one of the things that happens is when we start professional theaters, we want to give a value added to the community. And a lot of times there's a really tempting value in saying, well, we're going to bring people down from New York. But I think that the Piedmont has amazing talent. We have amazing people housed here that call this place home, that are in the communities, that are part of the communities. And so one of our focuses is to really have actors that have really strong connections to this region. So whether they trained at Elon University, where David and I are employed, or at UNCSA, where Carl is, we've got students from UNCG as part of our company this summer, but also professionals who are living in this area, making their livings and being part of the community.
Do we know who the leads are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all cast. Hamlet is being played by a UNCSA alum named Cody Robinson. And Cody, when he was a student here, played the lead in Arthur Miller's After the Fall for me. So he's already spent a couple hours on stage talking in a play for me. So no huge leap here to Hamlet.
And he's doing Much Ado About Nothing right now at Rhino Leap in Asheboro. So he's a Shakespeare actor.
Kim, my co-artist director, Kim Shively, is playing Gertrude. And her husband, Broadway veteran, and Elon adjunct, Ryan Shively, is playing Claudius. And one of our alums from just a couple years ago, Abigail Garcia, is playing Ophelia.
We've got a full lineup. And yes, the full company is in place. We just can't wait to start rehearsal.
So how do people find out about getting tickets and getting on board here?
Sure. So the easiest way would just be to go to our website, which is piedmontshakes.org. So just piedmontshakes.org. And from there, you can make a booking. We recommend that people make reservations. Every ticket is free. There's no admission charge. But for some of the venues, particularly the indoor venues, there's going to be a limited number of seats. And even for the outdoor venues, we want to make sure that if, knock on wood here, if we had inclement weather, that there'd be an easy way we can reach everyone very quickly to say something's going to be postponed. We've got some rain dates set up already that if we need to use them, we can alert everyone very quickly. So if folks wouldn't mind, please make that quick reservation. We just need the email and contact info for you for that way. But then you can also reserve any number of seats that you need.
And what about if folks are inspired to get behind this in some way, Kim?
We have a donation portal. It's very simple. You go to our website, piedmontshakes.org. At the top, it says support, and you can make a choice about how you'd like to support us and partner with us.
Well, Kim Shively, David McGraw, and Carl Forsman, thanks so much for introducing us to the Piedmont Shakespeare Company and your upcoming production of Hamlet. Break a leg.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you
Thanks,
all there.
David.
Now let's bring in Phil Vavra with our weekly fanfare update.
Thanks. The unofficial start of summer is upon us, and between the cookouts and pool parties, there's a lot of other engaging stuff to see and do this Memorial Day weekend, so let's dive right in. Every year, the city of Charleston, South Carolina, bursts at the seams with arts offerings during Piccolo Spoleto. Artists from all over the world go there to perform and present their music, theater, dance, visual arts, and literature. The musical performances alone include everything from choral ensembles, organ recitals, and an entire schedule of early music. It runs May 23rd through June 8th. There's something squirrely going on in the charming western North Carolina town of Brevard. Their annual White Squirrel Weekend is happening May 23rd through 25th. It's 3 days of live music, local beer and food, and an assortment of crafts and other treasures for sale. There will even be a public reading of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence on Saturday, acorns not included. If you're a fan of musical comedy and corn, Blumenthal Arts has the perfect Broadway show for you. The winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2023, Shucked, is coming to the Belk Theater for 8 performances. It's the story of an unlikely hero, a lovable con man, and an amazing battle for the heart and soil of Cobb County. The pun-filled show with its catchy score and, yes, corny jokes will be in town May 27th through June 1st. And the Harvey B. Gantt Center for African American Arts and Culture presents Philadanko. Founded as the Philadelphia Dance Company during the height of the Civil Rights Movement, Philadanko embodies innovation, creativity, and the preservation of African American traditions in dance, with scores ranging from Afro House to classical to R&B. May 28th at Knight Theater in Uptown Charlotte. Of course, Memorial Day is about much more than concerts, festivals, auto racing, and mattress sales. It's a time to pause, remember, and reflect on the lives lost by those who served our nation in uniform. Thanks for listening. You can read my complete fanfare update and see the calendar of events at WDAV.org. Talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Phil. See you then. For Piedmont Arts, I'm David Borax.